This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the county result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So, the only thing left to say is, are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. And you can also get reward points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. You're listening to the Scarf Pagara War, part of the TalkSport Fan Network. And charity partners with Mentel. For county fans, by county fans.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Scarf Pagara War, the Squad Pod Volume 2. It's Tuesday the 7th of May and the retained release list came out yesterday, so there is plenty to have a natter about. Waggy and Dan will not be joining us for this episode as they are both washing their hair, and Russ was last seen wandering the streets of Stockport, holding a can of Guinness wrapped in an Irish flag, muttering something about a star man and the number 9. Instead, you have me, Jimmy Harmer, and him, Andy Redding, a double act to compare with the ages. Let's hope by the end of the pod, you think we are up there with the greats such as Saint and Greavesy or Batman and Robin, rather than the Chuckle Brothers or Bert and Ernie. In any case, you don't have to wait long for your next fix of Russ and Waggy, as they have a pod treat for everyone recording tomorrow. More on that later, if you're lucky. That is so long as Waggy has managed to wash his shampoo out in time and Russ has got himself home safe and sound. So let's start on this list then. We will run quickly through the retained list, as the vast majority of these were already under contract. Of course, we could sell some of those when the transfer window opens, but we'll see. We will then move on to the players who have been talks with the club still about contracts, and then we'll finally move on to those that have been confirmed to be leaving us. So, Andy, how are you, mate?
All right, mate. Yeah, good. You could have introduced me as a younger version of Waggy.
I could have done, yeah, and I could have actually asked you whether you share your shampoo with him.
He's still got mine, actually, Waggy, so I'm still waiting for his back, yeah. So.
Well, maybe if you keep the conditioner and you can sort of swap between the shampoo and conditioner. That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Cool.
Get a shiny head that way.
Yeah. Listen, mate, I am on my way. You can't see it from here, but I am thinning on top, which is really depressing. Anyway, so let's run through the players who are confirmed to be under contract for next year. So we've got Neil Byrne, Jack Stretton, Akil Wright, Fraser Horsfall, Kyle Noyle, Ibi Toure, Callum Camps, Will Collar, Odin Bailey, Nick Powell, Tanto, Kyle Wotton, Ashton Mee, and Jidechi Okeke. So what do you think about Ethan Pye, Andy? He was obviously out of contract, I believe, yeah, with an option.
Yeah, we were obviously unsure when we did the volume one. We were a little bit unsure, weren't we, whether there was that extension added on. So obviously that's now been confirmed. Again, it's, you know, he's got the ability to go way past League One, but there's no point in, because he's still got that year left, there's no point in us rushing into anything. Mm-hmm. We can test the waters, see where we are with him, you know, with League One, and let's, you know, I'm being probably a little bit pessimistic here when I say this, because he has the capability to go further than probably we have, you know, in it currently, that is. But there's no point in spending money when we can spend that money at the moment for someone else. So because I'm pretty sure everyone's crying out saying, you know, sign him up 3, 4, whatever years, but we don't need to at the moment, do we? Let's see where we are, you know, next season.
Yeah, I guess one thing we don't know is whether the club have actually shoved a longer contract under his nose. So yeah, that's potentially what they could have done. I guess whenever you're faced with a player like this, if you don't sign him up for longer and he absolutely rips it up in League One, he could leave for free at the end of the year. Although with his age, am I right in saying that we'd get some sort of compensation for him because he's under 24? I think that's the rules, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe that's right. Yeah. Because one that's similar to, was it Festus Arth? Oh no, we didn't get that because we were in the National League, did we?
Of course.
Is that right?
Yeah, you're right. I think it only applies to EFL clubs.
Yeah, so Festus Arth. This is another thing why it makes sense for him to, because we are going places. I'm not going to say that, you know, we're only bypassing League One, you know, or it's only, you know, a short. We've got to remember that we want to consolidate and what have you. So it makes sense for him to continue that journey with us rather than just jump a league ahead.
Yeah, of course.
And end up getting loaned back out to a League Two or even National League, you know, a bit like Festus did, really. So,
yeah.
But yeah, like you say, he could be already offered another deal anyway. So it's just one of those things. We'll have to see how that pans out, really.
I certainly think he seems happy here, doesn't he? So that's always a positive. The fact that Dave trusts in him as well, and Dave's obviously a central defender himself. So to be able to put somebody in at such a young age, and we've talked about Reece Bennett, who actually is one of the lone players that is returning to their club, and maybe United need him. If you've seen the press about Casemiro and how badly he's been playing for them at centre-back. So for Ethan to be a similar age to Reece Bennett and for him to keep Reece out the side, I know he's left-footed and Reece isn't, but what do you think about that? Do you think that Dave does rate him?
I think, highly. I think it also helps that we've got Clint Hill as well,
obviously, of course,
because they were both defenders, weren't they? So,
in the
day. So it does help that he's got that sort of,
experience or the...
Mentors?
That's the one,
mentors. He's got two brilliant defenders in the day as mentors, you know, guiding the way through it. And it's obviously got Fraser as well. He's just going to go straight into the team next season.
Yeah, agreed. So the lone players that have returned, we've talked about Reece Bennett. He's gone back to Man United. So Ben Knight, back to City. Lewis Cass, Port Vale. Obviously our fan favourite, Louis Barry, off to Villa. Rico, back to Villa as well. And Ethan Bristow, back to Minnesota United. Something still might be done with one, two, three, some of them, but what do you think? Do you think it's worth doing anything?
I honestly think, I did like Ethan Bristow. I thought, you know, he had that sort of attacking side of him. Defensively, probably not. He wasn't awful, don't get me wrong, we've seen worse. But I think out of them all, I think the only one I would potentially look into bringing back would be Louis Barry.
Yeah, agreed. Good, okay. So moving on to the out-of-contract players that remain in dialogue with the club with regards to extending their terms. So if we start with Ryan Rydell, obviously he's had a bad injury this season, but we know that he can, well, his assists speak for themselves. What do you think we should be doing with Ryan now that we know what's going on with some of the other players?
I would still give him, as per when, you know, my original was 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's more than like touched on previously that he's got that experience in League One already. You know, and because he came from League One, so I would stand by that basically. He's had a long-term injury, so we don't know how up to speed or where is fit. You know, will he be fit for the new season? So will he, you know, I don't know. Do you think maybe they may have just offered him 1 year just because?
Yeah, I mean, if we sort of tie him into Cody Johnson, so Cody, it's been confirmed today, I think, that he's been offered one more year, 12-month deal. That's probably so that we can have a look at him and he can sort of decide whether he wants to stay with us. League One, I think it was alluded to in the press, in the media release, that League One is going to be harder for him, more physical. Yeah. And that's probably one of the
weaknesses.
Question marks over Cody. We know he can pass a ball. It's whether he can live with the more athletic nature of that league.
You can't say weaknesses, can't you? Because all players have their strengths and all players have their weaknesses. Definitely needs to bulk up a bit because, you know, he's strong on the ball and is very, very good technically.
Yeah.
But a little bit like Rico Richards, a bit easy to push off, you know, and what have you.
Yeah.
But, I think, obviously, I put 2 year, obviously, because a lot of the original pod was probably thinking about it now as heart over mind.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. I mean, I think you and me, we basically wanted to keep the majority. I think the players that were being released were all the loan players, pretty much. And then the odd sort of third choice goalkeeper or something like that here. So
I'm not talking about goalkeepers again.
We need to talk about goalkeepers, unfortunately. And I'm sure we'll get panned again, like we have done on social media, about daring to say that Ben might not be number one next season, but we can talk about that.
we'll talk about that in a minute. Rydell, smart move for, you know, to be offered a contract, you know, and it's one of them. I can't see the club offering more than 1 year after the long-term injury.
And I think the club are probably in a stronger bargaining position than maybe with some of the others because he has had that injury. So how many clubs are going to say, okay, here's a 3-year contract, Ryan? Possibly not. So, okay. So Ryan, Cody, sorted. Maka, he's still in dialogue with the club?
Yeah. Again, it's quite similar, isn't it? You know, with you saying, you know, we're in a good position bargaining-wise because, again, another... No, I wouldn't say it's a shorter injury than Rydell and Stretton and what have you, but it's still two quite big injuries within 2 seasons, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think, again, this is all hearsay at the moment, isn't it? Because we don't know the length of contracts that are being potentially offered. But me personally, I'd probably go like Rydell, 1 year, like Cody, 1 year, see how they fare. Injuries, and you know, because if we can guarantee an injury-free Maka, we will have a quality League One player.
Yeah, agreed. And I think the club, I mean, we certainly said on the original squad pod these players were sort of at the top of the list of offering new contracts. So these were out of contract. We knew that, and we all agreed, I think, on pretty much all of them. That they should all be offered something, whether it's a year to help them get back from injury or whether it's a longer term deal. So Connor Lemonhay Evans, he's also in dialogue, which is great news because he's my second favourite County player.
That's good.
Yeah.
Which is the one that is it your daughter fancies? Which player is that?
Oh, that is Ethan Bristow.
Oh, right. Okay. So she got it.
Yeah. She's fickle, so there's plenty of other players in the squad that she can go after, as it were. But she was disappointed. But thank you for asking.
No, you're right. I've just noticed actually that all my players that I've gone for, I've all offered 2-year contracts. It's probably why I'm not very good at Championship Football Manager.
I think we'd be in trouble if we'd offered them all two plus year contracts, mate.
Yeah. Where were we up to?
So we were talking about Connor and whether what sort of contract we're going to be offering him now that we know sort of what's going on with the rest of the squad.
Again, I think he's capable of because a lot of these ones that have been offered contracts would be squad players, I think, as well. We are, you know. I'm sure you've heard all the rumours that we're building, or we are going to be building, a very good team.
I think an interesting stat that I saw somewhere was it was a league table of the budgets for League One, and we were like down, I think, in about 20th, like 19th or 20th, with our current budget, which is, I think it was 6 million, and the top teams were 15-20 million, I think. So that is a lot. Okay. That's a big gap to bridge.
Well, I think based on I haven't seen that, so that's a good thing stat to know, because I think, because I'm pretty sure Challen has said in one of his interviews, next season's budget in League One, it won't be the highest, it won't be the lowest. We will be in the middle thereabouts.
Okay, it looks like we might be getting another £4 million pumped into it, maybe by stock.
So they must have done this analysis themselves based on our budget this season versus their, you know, League One budget this season, how much we're going to roughly have as a budget and work it out from there.
And I think really, this is why it's important for the club. And I think they're doing this. And I know Simon Wilson does get pelters from some quarters, not from me. I think he's got a really hard job. I think all football directors of football have hard jobs. But what they need to make sure is that the players that we are keeping are not going to be on top wages and sitting on the bench or not in the match day 18, because you need to reserve that budget for the players who are going to be in the first team. Yeah. But we'll come on to that.
I think Sam Wilson is brilliant. Yeah. You know, like you say, he's got a very tough job. When all these football directors came out, there weren't many that were, I don't want to say successful, but that balance between management to coach to directors of football, there's not been many players that haven't done all right for us. I'm not saying there hasn't been no players that have been poor, but the majority of players that we've signed, all we have to look at is our progression since the National League, or, you know, since Mark Start and Simon Wilson came in. You know, we're just constantly improving every single year, you know. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see who and what. Anyway, we're going off a beaten track here a little bit, aren't we? So that's probably my fault.
It's all good chat. So, Anthony Sarcevic, are we still thinking he's going to sign? Have you heard anything? Is there any rumours? What are you thinking?
No. Again, Hart says to sign him up 2 years, but again,
top earner.
And I think for players in the younger age, they would snap up a 1 year. You know the likes of, let's say, Ethan Pye. I think he, if he wasn't under contract, I think he would snap up another 1 year. League One football, unknown for him. No point in making that jump too far. Cody Johnson, the same. People like Anthony Sarcevic, I keep saying
Well done. You got it.
Sarcevic is getting towards the latter end of his career. You know, we're offering 1 year compared to any League Two team or even National League team offering 2 to 3 years. It's a gamble, isn't it? Do you want to? But then just take the year, put yourself in the shop window, and you can still get a 2 year contract with somebody else if we don't re-sign you. So,
but I think this is the key, isn't it? So League Two teams are probably more likely to take a punt on Sarcevic for 2 years.
Yeah.
Maybe even 3 years. But League One, you wonder, I mean, he's been out of League One for 2.5 years now. Is it 2.5 years? Was it 1.5? Two and a half years. Yeah. So he's 2.5 years older, and you just wonder whether he's going to be able to be that first team midfielder that we're talking about, the top earner, first team midfielder. If he's not, if he's going to be on the bench, if he's going to be injured, playing 20 games a season, is it really worth having him? I would like to say yeah, because I'd like to keep all our best players and just have tons and tons of brilliant players. But you've got a squad to think about, squad harmony to think about as well. So, yeah,
I think Sarcevic will be offered. I'd offer him 3 years. I'll up my 2 years to 3 years.
You've also got to think, I guess, that the wages are going to go up as well. I mean, all these players will have some sort of clause in their contract. If you get promoted, it goes up by, I'm guessing, 20% or something like that. If you're renegotiating a contract, you're going to be renegotiating an extra 20% or whatever it is. So our £5 or £6 million budget from last season, if everything's going up by 20%, that's already a £6 or £7 million budget for next season, I would presume.
I think, well, I'll say this because obviously we'll move on to how what I'm about to say might be contradicted later on, but Sarsenwick loves the club, you know, so I do believe that if a 1 year was offered, he'd probably take it. But that could be contradicted.
But if Bradford come in with two and they offer to pay him more, I don't know, it's a hard one. Okay, so let's move on to the players that have, it's been confirmed that they are leaving the club. So you've got Todd Kane, who's on a short-term deal. Surprised? Yeah. Not surprised?
Not surprised. He did all right. Yeah, only a handful of appearances, wasn't it? It wasn't anything, you know. Yeah. He helped fill the bench, basically. I don't want to sound too harsh. He's obviously good at what he does. He's a professional footballer. But, you know, as soon as our full-strength players came back, he didn't really feature, did he? So
I guess also in 11v11 training sessions, you do need another right back. We had Maka out injured. We had Noyle out injured as well, didn't we? So you do need bodies of a certain standard to provide competitive training as well. So he'd have helped with that. Okay, moving on to Taylor McMahon, who neither of us in the original squad pod didn't really know much about him, but I think we just went for a punt and said release him. Sorry, Taylor, if you're listening. But he has been released.
I didn't. I said 2 years.
Oh, did you? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, so you did. It was me and Dan, the sensible ones that said to release him.
Yeah. Why did he say?
He said keep for 1 year.
Keep for 1 year, yeah.
But I think it was all based upon him being in the squad now, being young and not really knowing much about him. So obviously they don't think he can make the grade
to
League One.
My 2 year was based on loaning him out to National League, getting that experience. But then it's hard to say that because we didn't know enough about him to.
Yeah. Do you think we'll be looking to loan our players out to our younger players out to League Two now? It's almost like, well, fair enough if you can do it in the National League, but is that really going to help us in League One? We sort of need to know whether they can do it in League Two, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Unless anyone wants like a 1 year loan, I can half see Cody doing half and half, maybe first 6 months in the National League, and then maybe if he does all right there, move him out to a League Two team who, you know, so he's getting that League Two regular football, or someone in League Two might just want. I can't. He did all right really well for the games that he played for us, you know.
But is he going to anchor a midfield in League Two?
Yeah, that's the thing. I think without that regular experience and game time, I think he's going to probably go to a... Because I don't think he'll be in our starting squad in League One. So I can half see Cody going out on loan to National League team.
Yeah. Okay. Christian Malindwa, who wasn't even on our original squad pod list. Don't even know who he is. Apologies. No. Okay, he's gone. So moving on to the goalkeepers, we've got Bobby Jones. So on the original, we said, so you said to release and I said to release.
Yeah.
Nice one. Got that one right. Yeah. Well, I haven't got that right, sorry, because he's... Oh, yes, we have got that right. We're on the...
Yeah. It was Dan and Waggett said keep for a year.
It was. So we're in agreement on that one. Jordan Smith. Now, I said to keep him for a year. You said to keep him for... It says 2+ here, but I'm sure you mentioned 5 at some point. Did you? No?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Sorry. That wasn't 5 years. Yeah.
We don't need more men with pitchforks outside the house, Jimmy.
Yeah. So we both thought that Jordan Smith could potentially do a job as number one, I think we said, did we?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, everybody.
I'm not sorry. I still stand by that. I don't. We may as well mix the Ben in with the...
Definitely.
You know, Jordan Smith at the same time. So Jordan Smith, I'm going to take over your bit here, Jimmy. Sorry. So Ben Inchcliffe's been offered a deal. What that deal is, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I said 2 years, but with the idea of him being maybe number one till Christmas, and then if it, you know, see where we are, and then obviously with a potential coaching role at the same time. I still believe that Ben won't be number one next season.
Mm-hmm. So I think I'm on a similar line of thought to you. So with both Bobby Jones and Jordan Smith going, obviously Jordan Smith was our number two behind Ben.
Yeah.
I think that all these signs are pointing towards Ben being number two next season, and we're bringing in a number one.
Yeah. But there's no harm. You know, how many number twos have been signed as number twos?
Well, then how many number ones have been signed as number ones, and then the number two has usurped them and they become the number one? It happens all the time, doesn't it? So
you know,
and Ben has done, he's managed to do this on numerous occasions. Vit Yaros, for example, I think that we thought he was going to be our number one. He was a decent-ish age. He wasn't that young, I don't think, maybe 21, 22. I thought he looked brilliant. I really liked him, but then he just disappeared and Ben just swatted him away, didn't he?
Stepped in, and because it was the first few games, wasn't it? And was it the 3 goals by...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Away days we count with you great, but there's nothing quite like playing at Edgeley Park. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus... Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
2 goals by Barrow, whatever it was. And then...
Yes, it was. But yeah. I think it was Horsfall's first season as well, wasn't it? And he looked a little bit shaky at the start of that season as well.
And we had Lewis as well. So... Try to edge my words carefully here. I don't believe Ben will be number one, and I get the argument of Golden Glove, etc., etc. But you know, Hart would say, "Yeah, number one all day long." But you've got to be, you know, we want to consolidate, if not get better. And like you said, I think we'll be bringing in strong number one. Now, if Ben's still fighting for that number one, then fine. I will happily. I hope he proves me wrong, you know, if that's the case, you know, because he's a legend, he's a massive club legend, but we want to go further and further and further. And by doing that, you know, otherwise we're going to be saying, oh, Ben's 45 and we're still wanting him, you know, to be, you know, number one, you know, just because he's done brilliant for us in the previous seasons. But, you know, we'll
see. I think Ben would also want to have stern competition as well, because you can argue that as we progress through the leagues, he's got better. The reason he's got better is because he's had probably better number twos that are pushing him, training, all this sort of stuff. So he won't want to have an easy life with Bobby Jones as number two, who's never going to get in the team. And the club can't afford to have that either. It's such an important position. So I hope that Ben manages to stay as number one, but if he doesn't, it will be because we've got a really good goalkeeper, because we know how good Ben is. So
that's true. Yeah, nice. And like I say, he's a brilliant goalkeeper. He really is. What will be interesting though is when the squad numbers come out, because obviously they may sign a big number, you know, a big name goalkeeper. We have no idea. Whoever gets that number one jersey, we know is the one potentially going to be. So will Ben be given number one, or will he be given number 13?
Indeed. That'd be interesting to see, won't it? So moving on from the goalies, we've got Miles Hippolyte, the guy with the best song. He's gone.
Yeah. Yes. Although I was thinking, who else could we now give that song to?
I was going through the whole squad. I couldn't think of anybody that would have that. I was thinking, could Louis Barry have that if he came back? It just does not work at all.
There was somebody I kind of had it down for.
It has to finish with, well, unless you change the blue and white bit, it's got to end with "ite." And there's only one "ite," and that's Hippolyte. Everybody else is, yeah. Unless we change the colour, away kit, black and yellow.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Don't worry. I'm pretty sure the song choir will think of another song for whoever comes in, or they'll just change the lyrics completely, or something or other. But yeah,
but he's done well for us, isn't he?
Yes, and it was I don't think it was any surprise to any of us that it was going to be released. Looking, I know you can say this in hindsight now, but looking back, did it reflect in his last few appearances? You know, it did play all right, but just not.
Yeah, you say that, but I mean, surely he's looking for a contract elsewhere, so you think there's always something to play for at the end of the season as a player, whether it's impressing your current club to give you a new contract, or whether it's other clubs saying, look, I've just won the league with Stockport County, and I just scored 3 goals in my last game or something. So, I mean, we got him from Scunthorpe, didn't we? And he was, he came down from the bottom of League 2. I think they were on their way to relegation that season, were they? When Dave picked him up, and he was a breath of fresh air for us. I think he was living off his first sort of season, effectively, because we got him in the December, in the winter transfer window, didn't we? I think.
The
January transfer window. So it's whether he hit those same heights last year. I'm not convinced he did. What do you think he was okay last year, or?
I'm just trying to think now, which is the season. It was this season with knee to knee, wasn't it? Injury.
It was. Yeah. Left to right, or right to left.
I thought last season he did brilliant for us. You know, he was exciting. You know, I just think, and maybe it has been hampered by, you know, the injury side of it. It's just, he's not been that Miles Hippolyte that, you know, he's still exciting because he's still, you look at his feet, what is he going to do? And you have no idea. But I think he's just lost that edge, and whether that's just down to confidence because of the injuries, you know, the two major injuries that he's had. But not surprised at all that, you know, because we want better, don't we? And we want more consistency.
Yeah, and it goes back to, will he make the 18? I don't think he will. Would he have been paid relatively well? Probably coming down from a league club, potentially he would have been paid pretty well as well. So, yeah, agreed. Okay, so that's Miles. Moving on to Crowsdale.
Wow. Yeah,
end of an era.
It is end of an era. And when he first came in, I remember when he came in from Fylde, and he was like my favourite player. And what an improvement to the team. He's just been an absolute rock of that central sort of midfield, defensive midfield, mopped up everything. But again, I stand by my opinion, what I said in the first part. And I know this is going to come under criticism again, but I just think the step up is too far for him. You know, even top end of League Two, I think it's probably, you know, when we're playing the bigger teams, I just think, because we've got the likes of Callum Camps who can do all right, maybe not as good as Crowsdale in terms of defensive roles, but I would kind of accept that on the basis of what he does in attacking positions. You know, he can do both sides of it.
I think also what we were seeing towards the end of the season when he was playing was he was pretty wasteful with the ball. And that you could see that was annoying Dave. Like, he put 3-4 passes like astray. And you can't afford to do that as you rise up the divisions. You can't afford to give the ball away cheaply. I mean, he started 27 games last season. So 36 matches in total, so 9 as substitute. And he only scored 2 goals and got 1 assist. And I think even from a defensive midfielder, you'd like to think he'd get more than 1 assist, I think. And I think if we were to look at Camps' figures, I've not got them in front of me, but I'm sure they his would have been better. And then the club will again look to probably get someone in maybe who's maybe better than Camps as well. So you've got that progression there. Someone whereby Camps will go on the bench and he'll still be in the 18, and you really haven't got any place for Crowsdale. So,
but also that better Camps, you know, so someone, because don't get me wrong, I'm not saying Crowsdale's poor or anything like that, but as you move up the league, you need that, like we're saying, the keepers, you need that better player to push you, you know, in your own game. Mm-hmm. So if we've got better than Camps, pushing Camps, then surely we're only going to get better out of Camps, sort of thing. Whereas if you've got two players who are very quite similar, one a little bit better than the other at the moment, that other person's not going to push Campsie that little bit further. But I just want to say, like, a personal thank you to Crowsdale for, you know, the last, what is it, three, four years?
Four years,
because what a player, you know, is basically been with us from the start of the rise. And yeah, thank you.
Mm. Yeah, agreed. And I hope he goes on to get a good contract somewhere and keeps on playing for many years.
Yeah, he will do. Because he's not that old, is he? He's, what is he?
29.
Yeah.
And he's not been particularly injury prone either as well. You could always count on him to be playing, apart from the last couple of months where he had this carrying a hernia injury or something. I mean, just my last thing that I would say on him is that my overriding memory of Crowsdale was if he wasn't in the team, we weren't winning. I just had that fear. So every time the team sheet came out, bollocks, Crowsdale's not in. We're not going to win today. And that's how I'll remember him as our midfielder.
And that seems like a kind of singled out Crowsdale as like a thank you, you know, for everything you've done. Every player that's going or potentially going, thank you, you know, because like the squad or I think people on social media have said that, you know, thank you. Everyone's played a part. Everyone's helped us this season get to this position that we're in now. So thank you to all. But we're going to have players that are going to be, you know, stand out more because of, you know, especially Crowsdale has been with us for 4 years. So, you know.
Yeah, well said, mate.
You know, we're not trying to single anyone out or say these are our favourites. You know, we're just, although we all have favourites, don't we? But, you know, it's just sad to see, you know, such a club legend like Crowsdale go, and basically.
And speaking of favourites, fan favourite, star man number 9, Paddy Madden.
Yeah. Always scoring. I've got the song wrong.
Yeah.
To be fair,
I won't make you sing it.
No, well, I've always had a few pints anyway, haven't I? So that's probably how I sing it wrongly. Devastated. Absolutely devastated. It's I know this is nothing to do with football or county or anything, but on Sunday I watched my favorite, I'd even say one of my favorite racing drivers of all time win his first Formula One in Lando Norris for McLaren. Mm-hmm. I'm a massive McLaren fan, so I've gone from hero to zero within the space of 24 hours, you know. And gutted. I don't have any other words than just gutted. You know, there's lots of rumours going about of what was potentially offered and this, that, and the other. But it sounds like 1 year was offered, and he is coming to the end of his career, isn't he? So,
yeah, I think it would have been when you put your heart feelings aside, because I absolutely loved Paddy. He was the guy that dug us out of holes when we needed to score a goal. He was the guy that popped up and either scored it, or he's the guy that got the team on the front foot. Absolutely loved the guy. And his stats nearly 1 in 2 for us as well. Just fantastic. But if you look at Simon Wilson and the backroom staff and the people who are making these decisions, giving him a 2-year contract, or I mean, we don't know, he might have been offered a 3-year contract by someone. Who knows? But if we give him more than a year and he just sits, well, number one, he can sit on the bench and maybe take up the position of somebody who might be better position to, I don't know, score in League One? I don't know. Or he is on the bench and he's being paid top dollar. I don't know. I mean, I just wish that we managed to find something to keep him at the club, because we, yeah, I love him. But
even, you know, again, it's really hard for us to talk because we don't know what was offered, do we? So, you know, 1 year with the potential moving into coaching or something. A good friend of mine sent me a message yesterday and just thought it summed it up perfectly.
Is he called David Madden by any chance?
No,
he's not his brother. No.
Okay. No, it's called Stuart. So, okay. But his message said, forget ability and goals. His leadership, his desire and passion for the county warrants another contract, because as well as good players and coaching staff, you need that emotionally centered leadership. And that for me just summed up Paddy. As we talked about in the original pod, even if he's not playing for 12 games, his presence alone and his leadership just, and then he comes off the bench and there's no moaning, there's no, you know, kicking his feet about why am I playing, no huffs and puffs. He's just a perfect leader. And for me, I just personally think that the club should have done everything they should have possibly could to keep Paddy. Because even if he's not playing, you've got that experience. And he's doing his coaching as well. So, you know, to have that, he's obviously got the coaching side of it, or the sort of where he can pass on his knowledge and advice. Mm-hmm. Keep him around, you know.
Do you think it points more to maybe the club wanting to retain Sasevic, because he's another sort of inspirational leader type of player, I would say, and maybe they just thought, look, we need to get the average age of the squad down. We'd rather go all out and keep Sars and then get like a young on loan striker or something that they maybe feel they can get more out of in League One, which sounds ridiculous. I mean, even me saying it now, Paddy's like almost the leading scorer ever in League One, and I'm saying, oh, find somebody else that can score more goals than him in League
One.
Here's
a question, and it's a good point. What you've said, if you had the choice to keep Sasevic or Paddy, which one would it be? Based on what you've just said,
I'm keeping Sasevic. If you've got to keep one of them, I actually think I'm keeping Sasevic, because I think you can get away with having him in a League One midfield. I just keep on going back to that game against Bolton. I know it was a nothing game, Papa John's Trophy, whatever it's called. And it was like the most one-sided. Did they win 2-0 in the end or something? I mean, Jordan Smith played an absolute blind. He made about 18 saves in that game. And they overran us with pace and power up front. Yeah. And as much as I love Paddy, he hasn't got that. He's got loads of facets to his game. He's clever. He drops off into good positions. He scores with his head. He's the best finisher that we had at the club, bar none. I've said to you before, if you watch the players warming up, shooting practice, you're in the courtyard getting pissed, that's fine. I'm behind the goal watching them shooting. And Paddy was the one that you would put your mortgage on to score in those little training shooting drills. Wootton, high and wide, Tanto, missing, scuffing, all that stuff. Paddy, every time, bang, bang, bang. But there's obviously something there that the club have thought he doesn't warrant a 2-year. Is he asking for too much money at this age? I don't know.
Because that could be the other thing. We may have offered him 2 years, but he may have asked for...
If he wants $8,000 a week.
Yeah, double what, you know, what was offered, sort of thing. So it's all... I'm going to disagree with you. And I just think that the goals alone... Mm-hmm. And that leadership, because don't get me wrong, Sasevic and Paddy, they've both got that leadership quality and sort of I can never think of the words on the spot. You know, they've got that the personality sort of for the younger ones. You know, they're both on a complete level with.
You're thinking mentor again?
No, not mentor. So not mentoring. Just like. Oh, I can't think of it.
Leading by example. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
That's the one. You should just talk the whole thing, Jimmy, and then I don't have to get stuttered with the words. But I just think his goals alone, all right, he's not going to get 20-odd goals next season, but he's going to, I don't know. If given the choice, and like Waggy said on the last one, if it was down to us and Simon Wilson's listening to these pods and what have you, and he's, you know, he's taking all his transfer signings by what we say, then I would have kept Paddy over Sarsabic.
Fair enough.
I'd keep them both, but if only given the one choice, I would have kept Paddy over Sarsabic.
One thing's for sure, that if he ever does come back, whether it's playing or not, he'll get an absolutely amazing reception, because we all appreciate what he's done for the club, and it's just such a shame that, yeah, we've not managed to keep him for a little bit longer.
Cool. Just one more thing on that. Was it the club that put something out saying it's not goodbye?
It was a really odd message. Yeah, something like, it's not goodbye, but it's see you soon or something. So,
yeah.
And I think a few people on social media thought, oh, does that mean he's signing for another League One team? The fact they said it's not goodbye, it's see you soon, almost like, well, he's going to be coming back to Edgeley Park playing for another League One side. And then I was thinking, oh, is it Fleetwood or somebody that's close to where he lives, obviously, because he lives Blackpool way, I believe. So you wouldn't have thought with a young family he'd want to be upping sticks to like London or somewhere. So yeah, it was an odd message that the club put out, I thought that.
Or could it be similar to the Sam Minion and Jordan Keane, because weren't they offered coaching roles after they finished their playing career? Is that right?
Okay, maybe, but you can only offer so many people coaching roles. You've got probably, yeah, Sam Minihan, Jordan Keane. Now they're waiting in the wings. Now we also want to give Ben.
That's right.
That's a goalkeeper. What? Yes, I think it was. Yeah.
And then you got also Reigns, Bully.
Yeah.
What's the other one called?
Damian Allen.
Yeah, Damian Allen.
He's a coach. He's a coach as well. Yeah.
Soon we'll be having like Andy Welsh, Chrissy Williams. Luke Beckett, you know, all of them. Yeah, that'd be brilliant if we just had a whole backroom staff of former county lot.
Yeah, they'd be good in the staff five-a-side, put it that way.
Yeah, that's true. You know, sign Waggy up as the water boy, you know.
Brilliant. Cool. Okay, so have you got anything else that you want to air? No? Yes?
No? You know, obviously we were wrong with a few of our original opinions, but I still stand by them. You know, I hope the ones that caused a little bit of controversial messages, I hope they prove me wrong. I hope they prove me wrong. I'm the first to say that I have my own opinion. If anyone can prove me wrong, I'll hold my hands up, you know, and I hope they do, because if they do, it means they're only doing better for us, and that's all we all want.
I think the only sort of difficulty we've got now is that if we have a bad start to the season, we're not scoring any goals, what's going to be said? Oh, we should have kept Paddy. Oh, it's this and that. So
it's the same with anything, isn't it?
You cannot know whether it's the right decision or not. Yeah.
Yeah, and if we get a brand new number one keeper that isn't Ben, and he leaks in 9 goals in his first game, we're like, oh, I told you Ben should have been number one, but it could be the other way around. It's all in hindsight, it's all opinions, and that's the beauty of football. Everyone's got their own opinion, and it's brilliant, isn't it? You know,
yeah,
you know, you could have chatting the pub with your mates about the same player and just totally disagree. About the same player that you watch week in, week out.
But but one thing's for sure, it's going to be a really interesting summer, the sort of players that we're going to be bringing in, because all this talk about us consolidating, oh, it'll be great to finish like 14th or 16th or something. Mark Stott is not thinking that. I think we can see that from sort of what's happened here. I think if he was happy to consolidate, he'd have probably given Paddy a little bit longer, but he wants to strike whilst the iron's hot and continue up the league. So I think we're going to see some really exciting players coming in.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay, well, thank you for joining me, Andy. Seeing as if you hadn't joined me, I'd have been on my own, wouldn't I? And that would have been very boring for everybody.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see what they think about my Volume 2 appearance. See if maybe you'll get requests all over the socials that the next time we'll just have Jimmy do it.
Or hopefully next time they say that me and you are the best. Yeah.
Yes.
And they want to hear more of us. That's what we're looking for. Okay. Hope you enjoy listening back to this, everybody. And Russ and Waggy will be on, well, the recording tomorrow night. I don't know when that's going to be released, but that's a good interview with somebody. So until next time, see ya.
Yeah, brilliant. Cheers. Bye. Hey, all you wiggin' fans, where do you hide?
The 90th minute, all your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.